Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Steve Miggs and Danny V, yesterday at this time, I told you that yesterday my son was planning to do school lunch for the first time rather than take his lunch from home.
And he was going to have a cheeseburger.
Well, that's what the offering was for yesterday, but they have other little a la carte type things, so okay. I was positive that was what he was going to be doing. I get him from school yesterday, pick him up from school, and he had his lunchbox in his hand. And I said, what is that? I thought you were not taking a lunch today. I thought you were going to do school lunch. He decided to take a lunch yesterday and try again today.
Okay.
So today might be the day. He actually even wrote a note for our nanny that said, I am having school lunch tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So
he's the most wishy-washy, picky, fickle child I've ever met.
So what's on the docket today when it comes to lunch?
Pizza.
Oh, he's going to do it.
You think so? Because most children love pizza. Yeah. Not my child. He hasn't eaten pizza in probably 2 years.
For real?
It's showtime.
My daughter's already talking about how she wants pizza this weekend, and we just had pizza.
Dude, he just doesn't understand that it's so fantastic, and it's one of the staples in most kids' diet. They put it on the Mount Rushmore of kid food.
How does he exist at birthday parties?
I don't know. I usually have to pre-feed him or post-feed him. Just awful.
Even our daughter, the plant-based weirdo that she is, she'll pull the cheese off and still eat the pizza and love every second of it.
Barrett is a way bigger culinary weirdo than anyone I know.
That's great. So what's his go-to right now?
Oh my God.
It just chicken nuggets?
He loves dino nuggets and tater tots.
Uh-huh.
He loves mac and cheese, but not reheated. It has to be fresh.
So he won't rock the twice-baked mac and cheese?
What the hell is happening with this kid?
He loves a grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Okay, so he likes a lot of kid staples.
Just not pizza, not hot dogs. He's a hot mess. No cheeseburgers.
Corn dogs?
Oh, no. I know. What is wrong with him?
You might want to check your warranty on this kid.
I know. Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's National Quitters Day, and he's already quit eating hamburgers and pizza.
Everything.
So my memory's shot. I don't know if I've ever shared. I feel like on National Quitters Day, we have to celebrate the greatest quitter of all time. Have we ever played you the audio of the woman who quit live on the radio?
No.
Oh, Inetta the mood setter?
Wait a minute. No, this is ringing a bell now. Yes.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know, many years ago, there was this woman that was working in radio. And she went viral before viral was even a thing because she found out people were talking behind her back and she was only making minimum wage, which was not a lot back in the day. It's still not a lot. And so she quit live on the radio. And if you've never heard it, and if you have, I think you'll still enjoy it.
Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Mood Setter. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On a big station.
And there you go.
Yeah.
She's just done, Dundee. One of the most epic quittings
legendary.
Of all time. Yes. I don't know. Nick Emanuori of the Seattle Seahawks might want to quit being a member of the Seattle Seahawks because of the prank that his teammates pulled. He's a rookie. He's having a phenomenal season. So if you don't know, in the world of football, it seems like, at least in the world of football, they always make the rookies have, like, pay a ridiculous amount of money for a dinner at least once during the season. And so they pranked him. They went to the Met here in Seattle. Apparently the bill was just $22,000, but they pranked him and made him think that the bill was $114,000. And here's the audio of that moment when he was finding out.
Damn!
Oh!
Oh, shit!
Pull out the Amex. I think he's going to be fine. He might need to go back to college so he can afford it because I think he gets paid more in college than he do as a rookie in the NFL. But I was looking at the receipt because they posted the receipt. It seems like what did the most damage, the Don Julio bottles.
Ooh.
One set of bottles cost about $1,300. Another one, because they got 28 bottles of them. Then they got another fancier Don Julio, which was $4,500. And then if you're wondering what football players like to eat, ribeye steaks. 18 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
That took up about $2,000 of the bill.
Wow.
And some lobster tails and some other stuff as well.
Oh, I'm glad they had fun.
I bet they had the best time. Imagine being the waiter or the waitress. Talk about that tip.
Holy smokes.
That's going to be pretty freaking awesome. Hey, the Kraken lost yesterday in overtime, but they still get a point, so they continue their point streak to 10 games. They ended up losing to the Minnesota Wild in overtime. Philip Grubauer, he played a good game, made 31 saves. Up next, they head to Carolina for a game tomorrow. And as far as weather, in a high of 49 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title and the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. And it's a big bye weekend for us. So we're going to catch up with Abe Lucas from our Seattle Seahawks, also a Cougar alumni, as we prepare for the playoffs at 6:20.
Damn!
Oh!
Oh, shit!
The Seattle Seahawks are just two wins away from playing in the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
This is a wild time, and we're very excited to catch up with our buddy Abe Lucas, offensive lineman number 72. I got to say, go Hawks and go Cougs, Abe.
Always go Hawks and go Cougs. You're right. You got it.
So, Abe, I got to ask you then. A lot of times you hear these interviews with players, I've seen some will say, oh, yeah, I'll be watching on my couch. And some people say, I'm not watching any football this weekend. What side do you fall on?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to recover. So
yeah.
I'll be doing that. I don't know. I'll probably try to whip the guitar out and play a little bit, honestly. Guitar and the bass, I haven't played in a while, so.
Okay, had no idea that you were a musician, Abe. Who inspired you? What band or person inspired you to pick up the guitar and learn that?
Initially, it was Guitar Hero 3 when
awesome.
I was in second grade.
That's fantastic.
And what's your go-to song? Like, what's a song that you've learned that you love playing?
The first couple songs that I really, really learned how to play was Plush by STP. and then Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I'd love to jam with you sometime, but I cannot do the drumming on Everlong. It's just too much.
Yeah. No, there's no chance I'd be able to either.
Are you a big STP and Foo Fighters fan, or are they just songs that just like showed up because of Guitar Hero?
I'm a huge metalhead, so like I listen to all that stuff.
Do you have a band that was like your gateway drug into heavy metal? Like, do you remember what first got you hooked on being a metalhead?
I don't think it was a band per se. It was just like when I was, like I said earlier, the Guitar Hero thing was not a lie. Like when I saw, I started playing Guitar Hero, I wanted to do it for real. And then like my dad would listen to a lot of blues with us growing up. So I listened to a lot of Robert Cray. And then when I was like starting to get more into rock stuff, my dad loved, my mom and dad love AC/DC, but my dad liked Van Halen, so I'd hear a lot of that, too.
We're chatting with Abe Lucas of our Seattle Seahawks. And Abe, I got to say, these past couple of weeks, it's been very satisfying for us, and I'm sure for you guys, to hear some of the experts and those doing all the analysis to kind of walk back things they were saying about the Seahawks at the beginning of the season. What kind of satisfaction is that bringing about for you guys?
Oh, I don't know what any of the so-called experts or analysts are saying, but I don't pay attention to any of that crap, honestly. I'm only concerned about what's in the building. So as long as the coaches are happy and pushing us to perform better, then I'm happy.
No, I can totally understand. And Abe, when I watch a lot of interviews with the guys on your team, and it's never like it's brought up. It's just like unsolicited. But everyone always at some point mentions how awesome it is to have Sam Darnold in the locker room, have him on the team. And we all are. We're all huge fans of Sam. As a guy who's on his offensive line, who obviously is doing so much with them on a day-to-day basis, can you give us a peek behind the curtain? What makes Sam that kind of guy that everybody wants to talk about, and it just seems like there's endless amounts of love for him?
He works hard. He shows up every day. He's a smart, super bright guy. He doesn't let bad moments or adversity, sway him. He's kind of, you guys know, like at the start of his career, everybody kind of wrote him off, and, he's just kept his head down and worked and come rolling back, and he's always been a good player. I think all that just put together just makes the guys want to follow him more.
We're talking with Abe Lucas of our Seattle Seahawks, and these past couple of weeks, we've really watched the running game just absolutely kind of come into their own and be very explosive. What has been, that shift for you guys? How has that felt watching that?
It's really just about just continuing to, chip away at it and just work the process. It's never done. There's always things you can get better and improve on. There's never a set, expectation, because the expectation's always evolving and continues to grow and continues to rise. So we're just chasing being the best.
And it was awesome to see all you guys afterwards, like everyone celebrating in the locker room. And I even saw like an interview with Jackson Smith and Jig when he's smoking a cigar with Steve Rabel. And it ended up being a conversation on our show just about like, when's the last time? Because it feels like when you have a cigar, it's for a celebratory reason. No one just does it just casually. And we're all in that chat about like, what's the last time that we had cigars? Did you enjoy a cigar after that game? Or if not, when's the last time that you've had a cigar?
I did. I'm actually a pretty regular cigar smoker, if you wouldn't believe. But I got my own couple of humidors at my house. I probably have like over 300 or so. So
were you looking at your teammates look at all these rookies? They're all smoking and they don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah, I didn't know how to cut it or light it or anything. It was great. So.
Abe, can you help me?
Abe, another funny thing that we saw a couple of weeks ago was they found a guy in the crowd that they started calling Stan Darnold, who is Sam Darnold's doppelganger. Out of curiosity, who do people tell you that you look like?
On the team or just in general?
I guess just in general.
I don't know if I can reveal that. Some of the answers are kind of inappropriate.
Why inappropriate?
It just would not be PC. It's locker room jargon.
Gotcha.
So I can't really say,
Abe, we know that everybody's, working hard, staying healthy this week. You guys are probably watching some tape. If you're not watching tape, what are you watching? Is there a show you're streaming or a show you can't live without?
A TV show. That's a good question. I recycle through the same kind of five or six TV shows, honestly, but I'm a big fan of Peaky Blinders.
Yes. Yeah,
they're making a movie on that. That'll be cool. And then, I watch these adult animations, that are cartoons, for adults. I'm a big Avatar: The Last Airbender fan. I've watched that since I was in second grade. That show's pretty cool.
And one last question for you. If you're putting together, let's say you put together a band, you're on guitar, you got one person that could be a front man, a member of your Seattle Seahawks, who doesn't even matter if they're a good singer. Just who do you think would be the ultimate front man for your band?
For the type of band I would want, AJ Border.
Yes!
Dude, there's that moment when you guys won that the game against the Rams, and he just like stood up in the crowd, and there's like the sea of people around him. I was like, man, like he is that kind of front man.
Yeah. He'd be dope. Good crowd work.
Yeah, you don't know how to work a crowd.
You guys would be unstoppable on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Abe Lucas, thank you so much for joining us to talk about all the Seahawks excitement right now. We are so excited about clinching the NFC West title, number one seed in the NFC playoffs, and good luck going forward. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Appreciate it.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
You heard it from Abe Lucas. Guitar Hero is what got him into music and metal. So what about you? What was it that made you a big fan of whatever type of music you are into? Call 206-803-ROCK and we'll take those calls after The Offspring.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're just joining us, we were chatting with Abe Lucas of the Seattle Seahawks, who shared with us how exactly it was that he got into metal and rock music.
Do you have a band that was like your gateway drug into heavy metal? Like, do you remember what first got you hooked on being a metalhead?
I don't think it was a band per se. It was just like when I was, like I said earlier, the Guitar Hero thing was not a lie. Like when I saw, I started playing Guitar Hero, I wanted to do it for real. And then like my dad, would listen to a lot of blues with us growing up. So I listened to a lot of Robert Cray. And then when I was like starting to get more into rock stuff, my dad loved, my mom and dad love AC/DC, but my dad liked Van Halen. So I'd hear a lot of that too.
To Robert Cray is a gateway drug to heavy metal. Also, talking to Abe Lucas has made me want to go get a Guitar Hero again.
That was the best game.
I know.
So, what about you, Rockaholics? What is it that made you a fan of whatever type of music that you are into? 206-803-ROCK. We have someone on hold who would be a great candidate for going to one of Danny's emo nights.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk with them in just a moment.
Put on the eyeliner.
First, we've got the Interstate Holler in Seattle. What was it that made you a fan of whatever type of music you listened to?
Good morning, my boy, Steve.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, I'm here. Hey, I'm also smoking a cigar. I don't have a humidor as big as he does. I got about 150 in mine, so I feel a little obsolete, but I'll work on it.
That's impressive, though, still.
Hey, no, the one that really got me, man, as a kid, my mom and dad bought it for me, was the first time I ever heard or seen the cover for Quiet Riot Mental Health.
Oh, game changer.
Dude, I seen that out. That guy's in the straight jacket with the hockey mask, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And I turn it on. This is when we had the big boom boxes, you know, you carry around in high school and stuff like that. Oh, dude, I wore that tape and that record out so many times, I didn't care, man. I was like, I was hooked. And from that point on, it's been heavy metal, been Nirvana. And I went to school with Kurt Cobain, so I know Kurt pretty decently before he passed away, unfortunately. But, yeah, Quiet Riot was it, brother. I mean, you couldn't help it.
And now Barrett's listening to Quiet Riot.
That's his favorite. He loves that album cover.
That is an album cover where you first see it and you're like, I need to hear what this band is all about. It's just such a cool album cover.
Shelby in Tacoma, what is it that made you a fan of whatever type of music you are into?
Hey, howdy. So I think I was in about the fifth grade and I had an older cousin. I got my first MP3 player and I let her load up some songs, and what do you know? A lot of them were emo, like I think I had some Hawthorne Heights, Taken Back Sunday, Stone Sour, whatever you consider that. But yeah, Blink 182 is still a big one in my heart today. So
Danny is so happy right now.
It warms the black heart that he has.
Danny, when is the next emo night?
Next Friday, actually.
I thought it was tonight. I just whenever I wrestle, I feel like emo night is happening.
Oh yeah, they seem to intersect quite a few times.
And it's so funny. Like I never admit that I love a lot of those emo bands. Not like I'm embarrassed by it, but then like when my year end review comes up on my Apple Music, like Taking Back Sunday is like one of my top three bands every year.
So you're emo boy number two.
Apparently, I'm emo boy junior.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could take down Emo Boy Jr., otherwise known as Steve Miggs, with 4 wins, 3 losses, and 5 ties under his belt this year? Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.